Here are some ways the world has changed since the COVID-19 pandemic. Hi there, everyone. I'm Jeff, and this is Plain English, where we help you upgrade your English with stories about current events and trending topics. It's a lot more fun than learning from a textbook, and we provide you all the support you need to upgrade your skills, not just here in the audio lessons, but also at plainenglish.com. Every Monday and Thursday, we talk about something going on in the world, and we are in the middle of a two-part story. On Monday, we talked about botched predictions. What predictions did we make about how the world would change after COVID? Like, we'll never take cruises again. We'll wear masks all the time. Yeah, that didn't happen. But the world did change in some ways, and we'll dive into those today. Now, I do want to mention that this is definitely a view from the US, where I'm from, and Mexico, where I live now, and Europe, where I've traveled, but certainly things might be different where you live. This is lesson number 659, and that means JR has uploaded the transcript and full lesson content to plainenglish.com/659. I think we're ready. Let's get started. If you listened to Monday's story, you might be under the impression that COVID-19 changed nothing. We are not wearing masks. We don't have to show our vaccine status. And cruise ships are packed. But there have been some lasting changes to daily life that we can chalk up to the pandemic. And that's what we'll explore today. Let's start with healthcare. Healthcare is, by its nature, a very in-person kind of thing. You can't fix a broken arm with a smartphone app. But a lot of things can be done virtually. During the pandemic, hospitals and health clinics experimented with telehealth, seeing patients virtually for some types of things. Rashes, sore throat, heartburn, back pain, headaches, quitting smoking, these are things that you can do, at least initially, via a secure smartphone app. Follow-up visits and consultations are also good candidates for remote visits. Virtual visits were more convenient for both doctors and patients, and they have continued post-pandemic. One happy result? Doctors around the world are learning how to treat more conditions remotely. That has allowed NGOs and governments to bring medical expertise to poor and remote areas that don't have in-person access to well-trained doctors. The pandemic caused a lot of non-physical symptoms too. Loneliness, anxiety, and stress increased as we were shut inside. And for many people, the pandemic was the first time they sought out any type of mental health treatment. Many therapists, psychologists, and psychiatrists quickly pivoted to online or hybrid service. And this continues today. Many professionals argue that in-person therapy is more effective than online therapy. But online therapy can be more convenient for patients. And a mixture of in-person and online sessions can help patients stick with their treatment over the long run. How about life at the office? White-collar workers abruptly shifted to working from home, taking advantage of Zoom, Microsoft Teams, and other collaboration tools. Some companies declared themselves fully virtual. They would have no more offices. But many companies, Zoom included, began calling their workers back to the office. Even so, office work in many sectors has changed. Employees liked the flexibility that remote work provided. Every culture is different, but many industries around the world seem to have settled on a hybrid arrangement. It's now common for employees to work in person a few days a week and at home a few days a week. This isn't true for every office worker, but there is much more work at home or remote work flexibility than there once was. Workplace dress is more casual than it was before. In the US, at least, this had been a trend before the pandemic. But when everyone returned to work after the pandemic, offices became even more informal as people ditched their boring business casual wardrobes and exchanged them for more interesting and more comfortable clothes. This isn't just for the office. Television and sports broadcasts now often include segments from reporters in their own homes, and the reporters and commentators often don't put on formal clothes to do it. Restaurants were among the hardest hit businesses during the pandemic. Many went out of business. Those that survived adapted to serve more takeout and delivery meals. Prior to the pandemic, takeout and delivery was primarily for lower-priced food. But when restaurants were closed, and while people were practicing social distancing, higher-quality restaurants pivoted to offering food to go. That change has proved durable. A recent survey showed that 2/3 of Americans order more takeout now than before COVID struck. The surge in app-based ordering is here to stay. That goes for both delivery apps like Uber Eats and for the branded apps of restaurant chains like Starbucks and McDonald's. But as you learned on Monday, ghost kitchens have been shutting down. A lot of restaurants expanded their patios. Cities changed the way public space was organized. Many cities expanded the sidewalk space available for outdoor dining. Some cities closed roads and opened them up to pedestrians. Many used the pandemic as a perfect excuse to build more bike lanes. A lot of those changes are still in place. Finally, families have gotten bigger. And no, I'm not talking about couples having more children. I'm talking about pets. It was popular during the pandemic for singles, couples, and families to adopt cats and dogs. In the U.S., pet ownership was 38% before the pandemic, and it jumped to 45% after. I was worried about what would happen to all the pets after people had to go back to the office. But it appears many people have kept their pets even after their commutes started up again. What have been the permanent changes to your life? Think about that. For me, I never went back to 5 days a week in the office, and then I transitioned to working at Plain English full-time, so work at home is the only kind of work I do. We'll talk about this on a future live conversation call. Check your Plain English dashboard for the dates and times. These are the calls we have with Plus members. They're a great time to get on a Zoom call with me, with JR, and other members, and talk about the topics you hear about on Plain English. So we'll talk about what changed in your daily life since COVID on an upcoming call. Check your dashboard for a list of those dates and times. To stick with something is to continue doing it despite challenges. We're going to use this phrasal verb when there's ongoing activity that requires our commitment. And it's not always easy to continue doing it. There are sometimes roadblocks. There are sometimes challenges that make it hard to continue doing this thing. The way we form it is like this: stick with plus an activity. The activity is a noun, not a verb. It's a good idea to see a professional if you struggle with stress, anxiety, or depression. During the COVID-19 pandemic, many people saw a mental health professional for the first time. But it can be hard to carve out an hour a week to see a therapist, plus transportation and logistics to the therapist's office. And so, you might start seeing a therapist, but you might find it difficult to stick with your treatment. That means it's tough to continue your treatment. One way to make this easier is to either see the therapist online every time or to mix in-person visits with online visits when necessary. This hybrid approach can help patients stick with their treatment. Pay attention to how this worked. Stick with plus an activity. This hybrid approach can help patients stick with their treatment. The treatment is the activity. It helps them continue this activity despite challenges around scheduling and finding the time to attend the sessions. You can use this with medication. If you go on a new medication and it's expensive or it has side effects, you have to decide whether you'll go off the medication or stick with the medication. If you stick with the medication or stick with the treatment, you continue taking it. Stick with a diet or stick with an exercise routine. These are both common ways of using stick with. You can't expect to get immediate results from a new fitness routine. You need to stick with it to see results. You need to continue doing it, even if it's challenging, even if you don't see results right away. Are you a musical person? I'm not. I never played an instrument as a kid, and I can't play one now. I never really wanted to either. What does it take to dominate an instrument like the piano or the violin? It takes lots of practice. You have to play a lot of bad notes. You have to make a lot of mistakes before you can get good. So you have to stick with it. And that's another thing you can say if the activity is already clear or understood from the sentence. You have to stick with it means you have to continue doing the activity, even if it's hard. So we were talking about the piano or the violin. You already had the context. I said, you have to stick with it. That means if you want to get good, you have to stick with the piano or you have to stick with your lessons. You can stick with a new schedule or stick with a new process. Change can be hard, and sometimes after making a change, you doubt whether you can stick with it. It's not clear whether you'll continue with the change or not. Imagine you decide to start work an hour earlier. You get to your desk at 7:30 instead of 8:30. That was fun the first week when you were energized to finish earlier. But the second week, you have to decide, will you stick with the new schedule? Will you continue doing it? It might be hard to wake up an hour earlier. Sticking with something may be a good idea, or it may be a bad idea. I'm not passing any judgments on this example. But a few weeks ago, you heard about a computer system used in the post offices in the United Kingdom. The accounting system had mistakes in it, and as a result of the mistakes, hundreds of local store owners were accused of stealing money. Many of those shop owners paid large fines. Some went to jail. A few committed suicide. Suffice to say, the computer system had some challenges. But for whatever reason, the post office decided to stick with the system despite its flaws. The vendor who sold it to them said they had fixed the errors. Well, that's all for today. Good job to all of you who are sticking with English. I know it's not easy. The progress can seem slow. It's a lot of work. It can be frustrating, but stick with it. Stick with your studies. Stick with us, and you'll see progress over the long run. We'll be back on Monday with a new story. See you then.